My name is Angela Ryder, the chair of the Arizona Massage Therapy State Board. I'm calling this meeting to order. It is now 9 o'clock on Monday, November 22nd, 2021. The chair of the Arizona State Board of Massage Therapy reserves the right to change the order of the items published on this agenda, except for public hearings set for a specific time. During the board meeting, upon vote of the majority of a quorum, the board may go into executive session to obtain legal advice from the board's attorney. Pursuant to Arizona Revised Statute ARS 38-431.03A3 on any items listed on the agenda. All meeting attendees whose presence is not required in executive session may remain in the board meeting when the board withdraws to chambers for executive session. Any and all legal action by the board members will only take place in open session. In accordance with open meeting law, the board has a civility policy that prohibits any type of disorderly conduct that disrupts the board from carrying out its business. Individuals found violating this policy will be asked to modify their behavior and act civilly, and if the disorderly conduct continues, the person may be removed from the meeting. Mrs. Cisneros, would you please call roll?
Yes, thank you. Chairman Ryder?
Present.
Ms. DeRoos? Is absent. Ms. Moon?
Present.
And Mr. Tapscott?
Present.
Thank you. Madam Chair, we do have a quorum.
Thank you, Ms. Cisneros. Pursuant to ARS 38-431.018, the board may make an open call to the public during the public meeting, subject to a reasonable time, which is going to be 3 minutes. Place and manner restrictions to allow individuals to address the public body on any issues within the jurisdiction of the public body. However, members of the board are not allowed to discuss or take legal action on matters raised during an open call to the public unless the matters are properly noticed for discussion and legal action. The board, however, may ask staff to review a matter or may ask the matter be put on a future agenda. Do we have a call to the public?
Madam Chair, my name is Oscar Lizardi. I'm an attorney and I represent Allied Health Institute. And I would like an opportunity to address the board during this time, please.
Yes, you may do so, Mr. Lizardi.
Thank you. Madam Chair, members of the board, I appreciate the opportunity to address you at this time. I realize that my time is limited. I have sent several letters to the executive director and the state board dated September 23rd, October the 27th, and most recently, November the 19th, regarding, and this item is on your agenda, I believe it is with respect to the exam that applicants, in order to receive their license, are required to pass as required by state statute. My comments are in summary, Madam Chair, are set forth in more detail in my prior correspondence. The information given by the agency, the executive director, and prior board members has been false and misleading with respect to the requirement of taking this exam. The website has provided false and misleading information. The applications, my understanding, have been recently changed, but the prior applications provided false and misleading information. And the executive director himself in an April meeting of the board, which is codified and documented in the minutes of that meeting, plainly stated that the taking this exam was not a requirement in order to obtain a license. Secondly, we believe, as I articulated in several of my letters, that the current exam, the MBLEX exam, tests well beyond the scope of what's required as defined by the statute with respect to the definition of massage therapy. It's our understanding and our belief that this exam the intent of this exam is to satisfy the most rigid requirements of any state in the union, that it's not applicable to the state of Arizona as intended by the legislature when they passed this statute. So our request is simple, as I've stated in my letters, when you get to this item on your agenda, we ask that this exam be suspended temporarily so the board can assess the scope of the exam to ensure that it tests the requirements as set forth by the legislature in statute, and that applicants be given a temporary license pending a new exam that more accurately reflects the legislature's intent and the statute. Until those applicants may take that exam. And I'm more than happy to answer any questions of the board. I'm not sure that you're allowed to, in fact, I know you're not allowed to ask any, but I appreciate the opportunity to address the board at this point, and I would encourage all the board members to review my prior correspondence. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Lizardi. We will be circling back to that in just a little bit. Ms. Cisneros, you have a statement.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I just wanted to point out for the record that Board Member DeRoost has joined us now. Thank you.
Thank you very much. So as stated, we will be revisiting and offering some clarification on the call to the public that has just taken place. Let's see. After reviewing the board packet, do any of the board members have any conflicts of interest? If so, let it be known now. We have no conflicts of interest, and I do see we have a hand up. Are we going back to call the public? I see Kevin has a hand raised.
Yes, Madam Chair, good morning.
Please go ahead, Ms. Cisneros first.
My apologies for interrupting. I did want to ask if you wanted to call to see if there were any additional speakers for call to public before we move on.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you very much. Kevin, you may proceed.
Thank you, Madam Chair. My name is Kevin Sneddon, and I am the Director of Industry Relations for the Federation of State Massage Therapy Boards. And in light of the previous comment made, I want to make sure a point of clarification and then to inform the board of some additional information we can provide. The MBLEX is psychometrically sound as a valid and reliable licensing exam. That examination assesses entry-level safety and competence to practice massage therapy. It exceeds nationally accepted psychometric standards for testing. This has also been validated by subject matter experts and thousands of other massage and bodywork professionals through job task analysis, or JTAs. A JTA is just one component of examination development. And I'm glad to say that the state of Arizona has been well represented in all three job task analysis, as well as the test blueprint to outline the content. So FSMTB will follow up with the board with detailed information about the exam so that you're prepared to make knowledge-based decisions on anything that is associated with it. Thank you.
Thank you, Kevin. Do we have anybody else who would like to make a call to public? We have none, and we'll be moving on. I'd like to review and possible actions on the board meeting minutes. First of all, in Section A, under Section 5, the board will take no action due to the current board members not being in attendance for the open meeting minutes of August 23rd, 2021. Moving on to B, 5B, that is, discussion and approval for board orientation A meeting minutes of October 15th, 2021.
This is Mariah Moon. I'll make a motion to approve the October 15th, 2021 meeting minutes.
Thank you. Do we have a second?
Yes, this is Michael Tapscott. I second that motion.
Thank you. Do we need to do a roll call vote, Ms. Cisneros?
No, Madam Chair. This could be a voice vote.
Okay. I also vote that we move to approve the meeting minutes of October 15th, 2021. Ms. DeRoos?
Yeah, I move to approve the minutes
as well. Thank you. Yes, Ms. Cisneros.
I'm sorry for interrupting, Madam Chair. There's already a motion on the floor that was made by Ms. Moon and Mr. Tapscott for a voice vote. You could just ask for all members that are voting in favor to indicate aye. And then once that happens, you can ask those that are opposed can signify by saying nay. Instead of doing a roll call and calling on members individually.
Thank you very much. Okay, so the motion passes that the meeting minutes of October 15th, 2021 have passed. Next is approval for the board orientation fee minutes of October 22nd, 2021. Yes, Ms. Cisneros.
I'm so sorry for interrupting, Madam Chair. Please, there actually was not a vote taken.
I think it's okay.
I think
it's okay, Andrew. This is Assistant Attorney General Seamus Monahan. They all indicated that they were approving them. So I think it's okay.
Okay, perfect. Just wanted to clarify. Thank you.
Thank you so much for your help, you guys. Regarding orientation B meeting minutes of October 22nd, 2021, do we have a motion to approve these minutes?
It's Mariah Moon. I'll make a motion to approve the October 22nd, 2021 meeting minutes.
Thank you. Do we have a second?
This is Michael Tapscott. I second that motion.
Thank you. And Ms. DeRoos, do you agree on the approval of the minutes?
Aye.
As do I. The meeting minutes of October 22nd, 2021 are approved. Next, the board meeting minutes of October 25th, 2021. Do we have a motion for approval?
This is Mariah Moon. I'll make a motion to approve the October 25th, 2021 meeting minutes.
Thank you. Do we have a second?
This is Michael Tapscott. You have a second.
Thank you. I also agree. Ms. DeRoos, do you also agree?
Aye.
Thank you. The board meeting minutes of October 25th, 2021 have been passed. Moving on to item 6, the consent calendar. Part A, licensed massage therapy continuing education unit hours may all be taken virtually at this time, and a total of 3 hours each year can be granted as continuing education hours by registering at and attending a 3-hour board meeting. The board grants a total of 6 hours towards biennial licensing for attending 2 board meetings. This is very exciting for a lot of massage therapists out there, and it will also encourage the masses of our industry to attend more board meetings so everyone knows exactly what the board is capable of doing. Next, also, I would like to instruct the staff, the board staff, when reviewing relicensure applications prior to automatic licensure, to submit for the board review when a history includes of previous felony convictions. And this includes after a statute of limitation has passed. So for clarification, if there have been any previous convictions of a felony, we ask that the board staff bring that to the board members' attention for review before going to automatic relicensure. Yes, Mr. Attorney General Monahan.
Madam Chair, board members, thank you very much for recognizing me. I just wanted to make a comment. Unfortunately, the edits weren't captured, and so this isn't actually listed as a review discussion or potential action item. So, you know, at this point, I think it's good. You've at least, read into the record what the board is looking at doing. And then what we'll do is we'll just re-agendize that for December 6th, and you can take a quick vote if that works for you.
That does work for me. Thank you very much.
Absolutely.
We'll add that to the agenda for the next meeting. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Agenda item number 7. So this is circling back to the call to public. to offer some clarification. According to the rule, qualifications for licensure, and in addition to the definitions of ARS 324201, accreditation means approved by the following accreditations. And this is listed on the website as well as in the rules. So New England Association of Schools and Colleges, Middle States Association of Colleges and Secondary Schools, North Central Association of Colleges and Schools, Northwest Association of Schools and Colleges, Southern Association of Colleges and Schools, Western Association of Colleges and Schools, National Commission for Certifying Agencies, or Commission on Massage Therapy Accreditation. A board-recognized school can be approved by private post-secondary education, but must also have one of the previously mentioned accreditations in order for its graduates to not have to take the UMBLEX exam in the state of Arizona. Therefore, for added clarification, applicants need to meet the requirements in ARS 32-4222A and B before submitting an application packet. I would like to defer to our Attorney General, Seamus Monahan, if you have anything that you would like to add to that statement.
I don't, Madam Chair, but in light of the comments made by the attorney and the letters you've received, if you would like to make a motion to go into executive session, I'd be happy to discuss those with you.
Yes, absolutely. And also for clarification too, the board members cannot respond to any emails, phone calls made from other attorneys. Those go directly to our Attorney General. I would like to motion that the board go into executive session to obtain legal advice.
This is Michael Tapscott. I second that motion.
Can we do a roll call vote for that, Ms. Cisneros, please?
Absolutely. Thank you. Mr. Tapscott?
Yes.
Ms. Moon?
Aye.
Ms. DeRoost?
Aye.
And Chairwoman Ryder?
Aye.
The motion passes. Thank you.
So the board will now go into executive session. Mr. Director Augerton, could you please email us the link for the executive session, and everybody else who's present in the meeting can stay in the meeting until we return. It is now 9:19 a.m.
Board members, look for an email that was just sent to you.
Could I get it texted to me? My emails it won't come in time. Sorry.
Yes, 1 second.
I'll need it a different way.
All right, it is 9:41 and the board members are returning from executive session. I would like to open up the conversation to the board members regarding the state licensure when programs are not nationally accredited pursuant to ARS 32-4222B1 and 2. As mentioned before, the interpretation of this rule is that when a curriculum or a school has been approved by private post-secondary education, it is also a requirement that the curriculum or school is accredited by one of the accrediting agencies that had been mentioned before. I would like to open up discussion with the board members if they have anything to add or questions that they would like to ask.
This is Mariah Moon. Just a comment. I'm after reviewing and better understanding, I'm feeling pretty comfortable and confident with the current landing of how the statute is administered, as well as that we are, depending on what kind of exam, we do have an exam, and that is per statute. And I feel comfortable with continuing on with that understanding of the law.
Thank you, Ms. Moon. I do happen to agree with you as well. I believe that the MBLEX is a test that, you know, is very competent in assessing the requirements necessary to license a massage therapist. Do we have a comment from Mr. Roos or Mr. Tapscott?
Yeah, this is Mr. Tapscott. Yeah, I don't feel like the language is ambiguous at all, and accreditation is required, and I don't know how to interpret that differently. If that needs to be changed, I think it's out of our hands. It's a legal issue to change the actual law itself, but I think it's very clear what the law states and not open to interpretation, and therefore doesn't fall under our parameters.
Thank you for that.
Yeah, I would agree. And I feel comfortable with the way that it's been interpreted. And I think I had good clarification on, you know, the MBLEX and the understanding of the accreditation and everything that we need. And so I feel comfortable with the way that we're doing it now and leaving it in that way. The way that we've interpreted it is pretty clear.
Thank you for that. So for additional clarification, moving forward, it will maintain that it is still required that a curriculum school has the necessary accreditations from one of the accrediting bodies or associations that have been mentioned in the statutes and rules. If a school is approved by private post-secondary education, that does not mean that they are accredited. It just means that financially they can offer a program, but that doesn't mean that they are accredited. So for clarification and moving forward, the accreditation by these associations will remain intact. Are there any other comments from the board members? Okay. Moving on to item 8. Upon a vote of a majority of a quorum, the board may go into executive session, once again, pursuant to ARS 38-431.03A2 to discuss or consider records exempt by law from public inspection, including the receipt and discussion of information or testimony that is specifically required to maintain as confidential by state or federal law. Moving right down to investigative review, I think I saw that Ms. Kesha Lynn Randall is on the call today, and I gather that the board members have had an opportunity to review the packet for today's file. If Ms. Randall is present at this board meeting, could you please introduce yourself?
Hi, good morning, everybody. My name is Keisha Randall. It's not Kesha.
I'm sorry. Thank you.
It's okay. Everybody does it. How are you guys today?
We're well, thank you. We just wanted to make sure that you were available on the call as we go over your case. Thank you.
Yes, I am.
Thank you. Mrs. Narrows, did I see your hand pop up?
That was by mistake. My apologies, Madam Chair. I do have a presentation on this matter when you're ready to.
I actually was going to be calling upon you or Mr. Investigator Elson to summarize the file in case of 22-119 Keisha Lynn Randall for the public and the board members.
Thank you, Madam Chair, members of the board. This applicant applied for an Arizona massage therapy license in June of this year. She disclosed two previous arrests and criminal convictions on that application. In November of 2016, the applicant pled guilty to aggravated DUI, a Class 6 undesignated felony. She was sentenced to 18 months of unsupervised probation. She was also ordered to pay restitution, fines, and fees. In November of 2020, the applicant pled guilty to aggravated taking identity of another, a Class 3 felony. She was sentenced to 7 days in jail, 3 years of supervised probation, substance abuse treatment, and was also ordered to pay restitution and fines. And the investigator is...
I think you cut out on that last part, Mrs. Narrows. Okay, Mr. Elson, Investigator Elson, do you have anything that you need to add?
On October 5th, the respondent admitted in writing to the above referenced convictions and stated she was still on probation at this time.
Okay.
Sorry about that, Madam Chair, members of the board. I'm back now. I got disconnected briefly.
We moved along without you, Mrs. Narrows. I moved to Investigator Elson. Was there anything else that you needed to add regarding this case?
No, there's no ma'am.
I'm sorry.
Okay. I apologize, Madam Chair.
Yes.
Madam Chair, members of the board, I just wanted to note that the and David can correct me if I'm wrong, but the identity. The forgery charge that was in November 2nd of 2020. That was a class 3 felony, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And I just wanted the board to consider that, considering our statutes under 4222.7a.
This is Mariah Moon. I would like to request going into executive session, please.
Okay.
I second that motion.
Ms. Moon, is that to receive legal advice?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay, it is 9:50. The board members will go into executive session. Mr. Overton, we can use the same link as before.
Yes, Madam Chair.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, it is 10:02, and the board members are back from executive session, and we will continue to discuss openly with the board members regarding Ms. Keisha Randall and her application for licensure. I would like to ask the board members to go ahead and ask any questions or make any comments at this time.
Chairperson Ryder, this is Michael Tapscott. While I may agree or disagree with the law, I think the law is very clear in this case. And I don't really think this is a situation of interpretation on our part whatsoever. There's a felony within the time frame, and it's very clear that the application can't be approved under those circumstances.
I agree. I also would like to have Ms. Randall consider that once the felony is expunged, I understand that they're in process of trying to expunge that felony from the record, that once it is expunged, we would invite Ms. Randall to reapply for the license. But until that happens, the law is that the license cannot be granted.
This is Mariah Moon. I just want to echo and agree with the statements stated.
Thank you. Mr. Bruce, do you have any comments?
No, I think whether we agree or disagree, it is pretty clear on what needs to happen. And so I agree, inviting you to apply once you and if you're able to get that expunged.
Okay.
And Madam Chair, board members, we will need a motion on this since it is a finished application before the board. So your motion would be to deny licensure based on the failure to meet the application requirements under 7A, the conviction for felony in 5 years.
Thank you, Mr. Attorney General Monahan. So I would like to move that we do deny this licensure based on the lack of qualifications for this license. Based on the conviction of felony under 7A, you said, correct?
Yes.
This is Mariah Moon. I'll second that motion.
Can we do a roll call vote, Mrs. Narrows?
Yes, thank you. Mr. Tapscott?
Yes.
Ms. Moon?
Aye.
Ms. DeRoost?
Aye.
And Chairwoman Ryder?
Aye.
Thank you. The motion passes unanimous.
Thank you. Moving on to item number 8. C part 2, case 21-110, Mr. Stephen Falsich. Mrs. Narrow or investigator Mr. Elson, are there any updates with this case? This case has been moved from our last meeting due to the complainant not being available to attend the board meeting.
Madam Chair, if I may.
Yes.
I have a very brief presentation for this one, and then if David would like Investigator Elson, he can provide the board with any updates as far as communicating with the parties involved, if the board would prefer.
That would be wonderful. Thank you, Mrs. Narrows. Please proceed.
Thank you, Madam Chair and members of the board. The board received a complaint from HP alleging that over the course of the year that she was receiving massage services from the respondent, the massages became more unprofessional over time. HP alleged that the respondent would allow the draping to fall, exposing her breasts and buttocks. HP further alleged that this behavior continued until October when the respondent touched her breast and vagina. And that concludes my presentation. Thank you.
Mr. Elson, Investigator Elson, do you have any updates on this case?
Yes, this is the third time it's been before the board. And twice we had interpreter for this person because she needs a interpreter for sign language. And twice we had the interpreter and she canceled both times. And then I notified her approximately 2 weeks before this upcoming board meeting. And again, she said she would not be able to make it. So we don't have a witness with her going forward.
Okay. And is the is Mr. Stephen Falsich present at all? Do we know?
Mr. Falsich, if you're muted, we can't hear you. Make sure to unmute yourself. David, did he indicate that he would be attending?
I've spoke to him and explained to him how to get to the meeting through the website, through the agenda. So I was under the impression that he was going to be here.
I would like to motion for the board members to go into executive session to obtain legal advice. Can I get a second?
Mariah, I'll second the motion.
Thank you.
Madam Chair, before the board proceeds into executive session, can I ask that a vote be taken?
Yes. Let's do a vote, please, on executive session to obtain legal advice.
Mr. Tapscott?
Aye.
Ms. Moon?
Aye.
Ms. DeRoost?
Aye.
And Chairwoman Ryder?
Aye.
Thank you.
It is 10:08. The board members will remove themselves from this meeting and go into executive session. Okay, it is now 10:12 a.m. and the board members are back from executive session. In the case of Mr. Stephen Falsich, 21-110, would the board members like to discuss or make a motion on this particular case?
Yes, this is Michael Tapscott. I think there's serious enough allegations that I make a motion to formal interview. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem.
I would like to second that motion.
And is that motion based on the potential violations of law and the factual allegations as they're contained in the board's investigative report?
Yes, they are.
Okay. Thank you.
And this is Angela Ryder. I would like to second that motion. And can we do a roll call vote?
Absolutely. Mr. Tapscott?
Aye.
Thank you, Ms. Moon.
Aye.
Ms. DeRoost.
Aye.
And Chairwoman Ryder.
Aye.
Thank you. The motion passes unanimous.
So the motion passes that this case 21-110 for Stephen Falsich be moved to a formal interview. All right. On to the next item, agenda number 9. So as you might be able to see, former vice chair and public member Lisa Lucchesi, unfortunately, has had to step down from her position at the board. At this time, the current board members are asked to nominate a new vice chair. Do we have a nomination?
This is Michael Tapscott. I nominate Ms. Moon.
I would like to second that motion. Can we do a roll call vote?
Absolutely. Mr. Tapscott?
Aye.
Ms. Moon?
Aye.
Ms. DeRoost?
Aye.
And Chairwoman Ryder?
Aye.
Thank you. The motion passes unanimously.
Now that covers it, unless anybody else really wants to be the vice chair, then we need to take another vote.
Are there any other motions for vice chair?
Okay. Thanks.
All right. Ms. Mariah Moon, thank you. You are now vice chair.
Thank
you. Congratulations.
All right. Currently, licensed Arizona massage therapists are eligible to receive 3 hours of continuing education credit by registering attendance at the outset of the board meeting once each year, which can be applied to the required total 24 education hours for license renewal. There is no charge to attend board meetings, and we encourage all licensed massage therapists to take advantage of this so that you're understanding what the board is capable of doing and what the parameters are of what the board is able to do.
I'm sorry to interrupt. We're going to have to change that date for each of you to December the 6th, which is your next meeting.
Tom, I think that it would be okay to retroactively approve to November for the people who showed up today.
Okay.
I don't think there's an issue with that.
Thank you.
Thank you for that. Are there any other comments or questions from the board members at this time? And anything that you would like to add, Mr. Director Augerton?
No, ma'am. Thank you for asking.
Ms. Cisneros.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I just wanted to note for the record, under item 10, items for future meetings. As discussed earlier today, we'll be moving the items under agenda item number 6. Those will be placed on the next board meeting for the board to take action. So they'll be listed as action items at that time. Thank you.
Thank you very much for that. And Mr. Attorney General Monahan, do you have anything that you would like to add at this time?
Absolutely not.
Wonderful. Our next board meeting date is scheduled for Monday, December 6, 2021 at 9 a.m. to be held via video conference. It is now 10:18 a.m. and I am adjourning this meeting.